Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, welcome to my Dog Psychology Radio Show. My name is Dale McCluskey. I'd like to welcome you. On today's show, I'm going to be talking about moving beyond the mainstream, and but at the same time, I'm going to be hovering a little bit in the mainstream on today's show to cover off and to respond to a couple questions here from these balanced trainers regarding what training is. And their response really mirrors the same response that I've received over and over again from these so-called pure positive trainers who, again, these balanced trainers, how they want to define this other subgroup. And I'm going to talk about that as well. And why it is that balanced trainers, their response is actually almost a identical mirroring of what their response is regarding the information I'm putting out, because that's the point. Okay, this is kind of everything I'm going to say today in today's show is going to prove out, you know, why it is that the dog training world is really in the state of affairs that it is today, and why it is that, again, if you're looking for answers in why what I define as the mainstream, if you're looking for depth and you want to know what training is, if you're a dog trainer just starting out and you want to know, well, I would really encourage you that to challenge everything, but to move beyond the mainstream, because you're not going to find depth there. You're not going to find real answers there. This is why, as I'm putting out these videos, really, you know, covering off and exposing the problems. And but at the same time, you know, it's not about getting personal here. It's about putting out very specific information regarding the problems in the dog training world. You're looking at the state of affairs because you're looking at the response to the information. Okay, so basically, I'm going to let the information speak, okay? It's what's going to apply, you know, pressure, cause problems for people, because here's the thing. I mean, I don't put my faith in what's established, okay, in mainstream dog training, because that is the problem, you know, to a large extent. It really is, because people looking for help, you know, what's out there, what information's there, you know, what's being offered up as a solution. Well, you know, the majority of trainers, I'm talking about over 90% of trainers, approach training for something it's not. Okay, I just want people to understand that. Now, this issue about, and then going further about what training is, okay, and being intentional about the outcome, well, if you don't understand what's really happening, okay, then how can you possibly understand when things go wrong? I mean, that's really, there's a big part of that in all this. This is why dogs get the blame. It's shoved off. And again, going further, and again, I talked about this in the video, and who controls how it gets shoved off? I mean, who does the – who kind of – you know, who's in charge of the book, so to speak, of the method, I mean, of the approach? Well, these individual balanced trainers, they can shove this off any way they want, basically. And who's going to call them out on it? You know, other balanced trainers who are doing the same thing, really. I mean, you know, I just want people to connect some dots here as we go through this. You know, and here's the same problem. I mean, you can be very popular right now in the mainstream dog training side of things, whether you want to call yourself as an outright, exploiter of learning theory or kind of walk in the fence. You can be very popular based off the current culture of thinking in society, you know, very easily. But does that represent that, you know, that good things are happening with dogs? Well, absolutely not. Okay, that's the point here of this, of what I'm showing. So what I'm putting out is very hard truth for people. It's only become hard truth because of the failure, complete and utter disregard to address the problems. I want people to understand it. So as I'm calling this stuff out, just understand that this was a mess long before I stepped on the scene. Okay, it was a mess. Now, I'm just, what I'm doing here is I'm being very specific about the problem, and now the problem that these balance trainers have is that it impacts them at a certain level as well. I just want people to understand that. I mean, I'm basically indicting the whole mess. But then, again, don't take my word for it. Just look at how bad things have gotten. Again, I put a video out about these recent articles about the increase in dog bites beyond the breed-specific bans have taken hold. I mean, just look at that happening both in North America and the United Kingdom. And I predicted that a long time ago. So this is nothing new to me because here it is. I mean, once you understand what training is and this problem, you can see through all of it. You can see people's motives too, why they say the things they do, which I'm going to get into a little bit in today's show because, again, it's very interesting how people respond to what I'm saying. And, again, even balance trainers, how they're instead of responding to the specific information or they're not directly responding to it, it's like they're trying to launch into some sort of proxy war through the information, okay? And I'm going to talk about this. Now, here's the thing. I'm not going to go direct. I'm not going to name names here, okay? I'm not going to go directly into and try to launch a nuclear strike against these people. Easy to do, okay? I'm not, but that's not, you know, the whole thing is I could be. This is why, again, I've taken down these videos because, you know, making sure my motives are aligned as well as I'm putting this stuff up, because it does impact, you know, how I think and what I do. I certainly want to make sure that, you know, I'm doing things here that are going to be honoring for how I approach it. But here's the thing. So even as you go through, I do name names on the videos. You'll see them. You'll see such and such a name alongside of whatever the title is, because here's the thing about this issue of names that way. These are the people I'm naming, I'm covering off. These are the big names that people are making or want to be, okay? They want to be up on the stage and they want to be elevated through this stuff. But even when I put their names out to reference their video, I'm not getting personal in the video. I want people, if you watch my videos, in fact, they're very informative, okay, as you go through. It's just helpful to use the videos this way. As I'm going through, because what I'm doing is, as they're talking, okay, I'm breaking it down. I'm offering a relational perspective, so I'm able to navigate all through everything they're saying. That's all. So I'm offering a relational perspective, and so, you know, it's just very helpful when I'm using, just so people understand, when I'm using videos that way, it just helps me navigate entirely through what they're saying. But I'm not playing, again, these videos are using under fair usage. I'm not using the whole video. I'm stopping it, and I'm offering up way beyond the information, so I'm not, it's done properly, but doesn't matter. I mean, I've had problems here in the past with some of these, people who want to elevate themselves up, make claims about, you know, it wasn't fair usage or threatening legal action, but it just tells you. I mean, it's so ridiculous with these people because, again, here's the point. People want to say whatever they want to say, right, and promote this garbage about what training isn't, okay, but they want to be challenged on it. They don't want anyone stepping up and saying, hold on here a second, let's talk about this and break it down. I mean, so it just shows you right in that alone, you have to go any further and say, well, this isn't real science. I mean, real science can handle challenge. It can handle questions. This stuff can't, okay, because people's identities twisted up in this stuff. And it's not real science at all. There's tremendous problems here. But going out into the mainstream, looking out there in terms of even these balance trainers, ask yourself the question, how many balance trainers or whatever are talking about this the way I am? Zero. You're not going to find any. And that in itself should tell you something, okay? And so when I talk about these balance trainers, and again, I did a video on a email discussion, a back and forth between – you know, a balanced trainer and the so-called pure positive trainer, it's an embarrassment. Okay. I mean, it just shows you at the end of the email, you know, this balanced trainer is actually validating this other guy. I mean, it's because they're both walking the same walk. That's why, you know, nothing gets fixed. The problem doesn't get identified because balanced trainers can't identify what the problem is. And so it's just very interesting. If you really look at this, I would encourage you to really check out, you know, what I'm saying, my channel, I got lots of videos on this stuff, but just to expose what's happening, okay, for people. But here's the thing, people have to value what I say. I mean, you know, a lot of people that look at my stuff, if you're already established trainer, I mean, you're going to hate probably what I'm saying. But it's the same saying I have. You go on my Flipping the Script page on my website, right at the top, you'll see a saying, for some, you know, truth is offensive. For others, it's life from the dead. Truth is an insult, and that's really true. I mean, some people can take look at what even my books I write. I mean, people walk away from that, you know, highly offended, or walk away saying, "Man, there's some gold nuggets here. There's stuff that I can really take this and use it," because that's how it goes down. I want people to understand it's really about how we think. It's about our emotions, what we absorb through that. Because again, it's going to challenge, you know, I have to say it's going to challenge people like crazy, because there's a surrender process. I want people to understand this is relational. It is a relational approach, but it messes with people, because the human is the problem here. And so it requires people to change. It's just a spotlight onto the human. So it's just, you know, but that's what it is anyway. I want people to understand that's what training is anyway. You know, whether people like it or whatever, that's what's really happening. But again, if you have questions too, I would encourage you to, you can call into the show, and the number here is 213-943-3707, 213-943-3707. If you have a question, now you may not, you know, get to this show, you may be listening to the show on a podcast, but I'm going to try to make these shows more consistent. I try to do them at 10 a.m. Not every day, but usually I'm filling in the show, or I have the show up 24 hours ahead of time, so that way you can get some advance notes. So if you want some advance notes when the shows are going to come on, just on Blog Talk Radio, you can actually sign up or put my show on your notification list, so that when I'm doing a show, you can have some advance warning. Maybe you can join live and be able to even call in. I'll put you on air, and you can ask whatever questions you like, and I certainly will answer them for you. So, because really these shows, I'm going to talk about mainstream dog training, but there is a point, just so people understand, there's a point here that at a certain point that I'm moving forward. Okay. My goal here, ultimately, even when you look at my Flipping the Script series, is to put together and really cover off, put together a really nice series of videos, to really be informative, to help people navigate what's happening in the dog training world, give people really good information. But basically, you know, I'm exposing this mess, okay? I'm just putting it out there. I'm framing it up, exposing it, and then I'm moving forward. So you'll see more and more videos on me regarding my method. But here, again, I'm going to move into this issue about response from balanced trainers. Now, there's a balanced trainer out there who really putting stuff out on his Facebook page about me. He's upset about what I'm saying, and I'm going to respond to this guy. Okay, I'm not going to say his name. I'm going to respond. If you want to figure out who this guy is, that's fine, but I'm not going to make it personal that way. I'm just going to respond to this guy, because this just shows you these guys that, I mean, their ego is all caught up in this stuff. Okay, they're, you know, they want to be elevated. Okay, they want to be popular. This guy's the same way. He's got lots of followers. Don't be fooled. But again, I would encourage you to really, think about this stuff, what I'm saying here, about what these people are saying and doing. Especially if you want, and this is the thing too, about supporting people like this. When you just understand, when you support these balanced trainers, you like their pages, give them support. I mean, you're not helping straighten things out. Okay, you're not helping the big picture here. These people feed off this stuff. Okay, and they're just putting out more and more of this bad information, and it's not helpful, because everything's tipping up, everything's peaking up in such a way that it's not helpful at all to fix what's happening with dogs. Okay, there's a total disconnect going on here. But anyway, I'm going to read his posts here, and just so I can respond to it properly, and so people understand where I'm coming from, and why people say the things they do. Here he says, I'm definitely not having a dog trainer on my featured channel section. That one of 20 of his videos are dog training. All others are him doing commentary, how everyone is effed up except him. Now, I unpackage that, okay, for people. This whole thing about one out of 20 of his videos are dog training, all others are him doing commentary, but everyone else is, you know, that's ridiculous. Now, this guy, okay, if you go in and look at his videos through the years, he's had more bad things to say about people, about trainers, than I ever could. And I don't mean to insult this guy, but beyond that is, you know, if you get something to say about trainers, here's the point of my Flipping the Script series. At least be specific about what you're basing, you know, just not about not liking people, but identify what the problem is. Okay, so my Flipping the Script series, okay, I'm actually focusing in on specific information, okay, and attaching people's names to it. Again, like I said, if you go and watch these videos, I'm not making it personal that way. Okay, so this guy is upset, but again, it's the same thing. I call out people for being hypocrites. Again, and I put out another video about that, about these so-called pure positive trainers handing out advice. They have dogs themselves that they can't even fix, and they admit it. But here, again, I have lots, just so people understand, I have over 800 videos now. If you go into my videos, I have all sorts of videos with me working with dogs and, you know, explaining the method. But the big thing here is information, okay? So, because I tell people, there's no sense doing something, okay, just going through the motions, okay? Because I could put up 800 videos of me just working with dogs, but that's pointless, okay? Because that's the whole appearance thing. It's the issue about motives, understanding, being intentional about how chain sets up and explaining it to people. So if I'm putting out videos, I'm talking through it to say, hey, this is why you're doing such and such, okay? This is why you need to do this and that. So, yeah, a lot of my videos have to be information videos, but at the same time, you go into my videos, you'll see right from, and I'm very intentional about doing this, right from day one to day 20, you'll see me doing the method, okay? You'll see me explaining it. You'll see change happening all the way through. Now, saying about everyone being effed up except me, okay, we're going to get into that a little bit. Here's the point. I identify training for what it is, okay? It's a relational changing process. That's what's really happening, whether people see it or not, okay? So I'm identifying what it is and what's really happening. Now, this issue about everyone else being effed up, well, no, you can just change it and say, well, people aren't being intentional with understanding what's happening, okay? And this issue about why the dog training world is in the state that it's in is because people not identifying for what it is. So I even talk about this spectrum going from what training is along this spectrum to what it's not. Okay. Setting up through balanced training. Okay. With approaching it as a quasi learning based exercise, then moving beyond that down towards these so-called pure positive trainers where they're definitely, you know, pivoting off, approaching training as a learning based exercise. What you'll see through that as you can follow this spectrum in a very intentional way, you'll see how the motives go sideways on dogs. Now, there are certain dynamics there between the personality type of people, the relational needs of dogs that play into that equation. Okay, this is the thing. I break that stuff down. So there's almost like an equation there, but it's very consistent. I want people to understand that you can – I can look at these dynamics and be able to tell you how they're going to play out pretty solid, okay, to see that. Now, this same trainer – again, way back when, he put a challenge out, and this is the thing to understand. He did a dog-on-dog challenge with another trainer, an exploiter of learning theory, okay? Here's the thing to understand with this guy, or both of them, is that I could use learning theory or learning ideology and dovetail into that at a certain level, and based on how I think, okay, it's going to override everything, and that dog is going to roll change just fine. Okay, so that's the twist in this stuff. But see, this guy doesn't see that. So, for example, he could do a dog-on-dog challenge, and the other dog, this guy, could actually end up being roll change. Now, not that either one of them see why. That's the point of this, right? This is why this stuff's so messed up. It's about understanding how those dynamics align, okay? But so he's just trying to put forward a challenge, but not understanding. So that's why things are a mess. Okay. I wouldn't put through a challenge like that. I would be very intentional about setting things up so that, I'm exposing it. Okay. I'm actually showing, the problems with these relational dynamics, how they set up and how things go sideways. So, you know, so if I was ever to do a study I've done a study before. It's my own internal study. You'll see it on my site, but doing a very controlled study with these dynamics, how they set up. I can set those up just so people understand, so that you'll see how this plays off certain personality types of people with the ideology combined with it, with the dog. I can set that in motion, okay, to show the how intentional it really is, how these things all play out. But to this guy, forget it. I mean, this is why it's a mess. This is why you, if you see balanced trainers talking with other balanced trainers or trying to counter what's going on in the dog training world, it can't happen, okay, because they're not in tune to what's happening. Okay, they're not in tune to the dynamics that way. Anyway, I'm going to move further here about this whole thing. So this whole thing about everyone else being effed up, you know, I just write that off, okay? Again, because it's about the information. You know, people have to deal with it or not, but that's their choice. I'm just intentional about how I do training. So, yeah, I approach training just so people understand. I do approach training for what it is. But here's the kicker. You can too, okay? So it's not like me saying I'm the only one doing it. There's a couple people I know that are at a trainer level, okay, that are doing the same thing I'm doing. So it's not about this is some sort of secret thing or something. This is like there is a method. There's a methodology, okay? There's a system in place. It's proven. It's a proven system. I've developed this. I've been using it for many years, and it proves out. So I break this stuff down. I hear he makes a comment. I don't even think he owns a dog. He's made a couple comments like that. So here's the thing about this guy. He doesn't even know me, okay, ultimately beyond just social media. If he watched some of my videos, you'll see my dog there. I use her as a help in a helper role. So I have a personal dog. She's a pet. You know, I love her to death. Great dog. But what does that have to do with anything? Like, because here's what these guys will do. They'll say, well, if you don't own a dog, then, you know, that invalidates everything you are as a trainer. Well, don't get me wrong. I agree. If you have no experience training dogs and you're trying to gain some insight or whatever, I mean, that's impossible. But this issue about, you know, the information or what you know at a certain point through dog training, you know, you gain that, okay, through your journey with dogs. And so, you know, having right now, for example, having 20 dogs out in my yard is meaningless, okay, if I'm working as and that's what all these trainers do, there'd be like these pack trainers, if I don't understand the dynamics in play. So insight is really about, goes beyond just how many dogs you own. It goes about, it's a character issue. It's about a truth journey. It's about, you know, it's a personal choice for people. So this whole thing about dogs at that level, it's ridiculous. Don't get me wrong. You have to gain insight. It only can happen through the dog-human relationship that way. But that's a pointless argument. And besides, I have a dog, but it doesn't even matter. So this is ridiculous what this guy says, as though that matters. I mean, what a joke. And he says, so is this a dog trainer you can respect one that doesn't even own a dog and speaks in rational, relational, I guess he's talking about riddles about dog training. There's no riddles. Now, here's the thing. I can sit down with, you know, a average dog owner in need of help, and in less than 10 minutes, okay, makes complete sense to them as to what I'm doing, why I'm doing it. I just frame it up to like being a parent, okay? So I keep it very simple. But here's the thing. These trainers go on and on about they can't understand or grasp what I'm saying. Well, I write that off because I just cue it up to say, well, I talk to people all the time. Makes sense. But it seems like these trainers who have really sold out to this stuff, who have invested in following a certain way for so many years, they can't come out of it. They can't grasp what I'm saying because that's the whole point. It's a joke. So it's the trainers that are the problem. I mean, that just proves it. So all the heat I get over the information I'm showing, right? It's not, you know, it's not coming from the average dog owner. I mean, they can sort through this stuff and make sense of it. In fact, they should be saying, wow, you know, I want to go to someone that, you know, I don't want to waste my money, my time, you know, some hit and miss stuff here. I mean, I got a dog with a serious aggression problem. Who do you think they're going to want to go to? That's my question. I mean, give me a break. And then he goes on, a dog trainer doesn't own a dog is a bad sign. Well, that shows you just how much this guy doesn't know about me or anything else. Who put those statements like that? And just false. Not that it matters anyway. Don't get me wrong. I mean, I just explained that, whether you own a dog or don't, the journey of that. But the fact that this guy's throwing out information like that just shows you, okay? He doesn't – I don't know if he's even watched any of my stuff. It's same as I had another – there's another guy on here that's made a comment about the relational script, okay? He's another trainer. It's the same thing I said to him. He's trying to tell me that our methods line up. Well, no they don't, because I actually watched his stuff, okay? The crap these balanced trainers put out, they don't line up at all. And, you know, so you know, the thing is, because here it is, the method itself, is like language. It's got to line up. Okay. The methodology has to be intentional. Okay. And so when I developed the system, you know, how I brought the methods together, to be very intentional with how they set up change, I developed them. Okay. So, you know, these balanced trainers, they're walking a different walk. I just want people to understand that. But again, going into this thing about what these guys have to say, again, I don't have to make it personal. I just put the information out and say, well, no, here you go, deal with the information, or don't deal with it. And in that, you're still dealing with it, okay? Because that's what, you know, training is a relational change process, and that's what's happening anyway. So it's already happening. It's not like you know, these people are so far removed from, you know, what's happening. But here's the other thing is these balanced trainers can say whatever they want, and they can toot their own horn, but they're actually, they're in charge of the books, right? So trust me, they wouldn't want a guy like me showing up at their training facility doing an audit, because they wouldn't like what I had to say, you know. And that's the thing. These guys can shove it off on these dogs. And trust me, if you're a balanced trainer approaching training as a learning-based exercise at some level, you have problems, okay? You already have problems. And maybe you're not seeing them, but their problems are there. I guarantee it. I absolutely guarantee it. I don't care what anybody says. I understand how this stuff sets up. And so, yeah, as a balanced trainer, you would want me showing up at your facility, because your head would be spinning. I mean, that's just how it would go down. I'm just telling the way it is. And so, yeah, people, this is the thing. And so these trainers, they can move forward. They can accept whatever they want. But again, my thing here is to put the information out. And that's what I'm going to continue to do, is put out the information. And people can, again, it comes down to a personal choice, a personal decision. You either accept or reject what I'm saying. But I lay it all out, point by point, very consistent. If you go back into my videos from day one, you'll see me saying the same exact thing over and over again, all the way up through. Been no wishy-washy stuff here. These balance trainers, they're all over the place, because that's what it is. It's mass confusion. And they can't push back, okay, any of these other people they call as pure positive trainers. It's a joke. So anyway, I would encourage you can check out my website. I have lots of information for people. I will be moving forward at some point once I kind of package this stuff up and respond to enough of the foolishness and move forward and just continue to show what I show. I mean, it really does come down to helping people. But again, for me just to disregard and say, well, I'm not going to put anything out here, I feel obligated to. I'm going to do it. Try to do it. You know, with right motives here. Because, again, I don't have to get personal with these people, but they'll get very personal with me because, again, the information I put out is a problem for them. So they can't respond directly to it, so they got to launch into some sort of proxy war instead. So then that's fine. They can do whatever they want to do. Again, I can keep moving forward. And, again, but it'll be the common sense people that are going to take, you know, take this information and start to take hold of it. That's my prediction. So anyway, if you have any questions about dog training, do feel free to contact me anytime. I'd be more than happy to help you out. If you're looking for even for a dog trainer stuff, I do offer a dog trainer course through my system. You can check that out as well. It's a 4-week course, and it definitely will take you beyond the mainstream. So thanks for tuning in.